Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rebecca Walzer is here. Well, Rebecca is a new friend. She's a licensed tax attorney, a certified financial planner, and she is here to talk to us about how to teach kids lessons about money. And she's our new friend, Rebecca Walzer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Rebecca. My children are grown. I did what I could to teach them about money. I'm now working on my grandchildren, my grandsons. I have four: Hurricane, Tornado, Crash, and Trainwreck. And you're a mom. You have a couple of kids.
Yes, I do. Absolutely, yes. Three kids at home. Yes.
Anybody who has kids knows, especially today, that you know they're always got their hand out, right?
Yes, they do. We are in this society now, Jim, of instant gratification. Give it to me now. Everything. I mean, you have to understand, their perspective is completely different than ours. I mean, I was in college when there were pagers. So that's how yep. things, and now they have more, you know, computing power in their fingertips and their iPads at home than we've ever, that we had in the first, shovel
right.
the moon, basically. So, you know, it's they just cannot understand why things have to sometimes come to, those things have to come to those who wait. They don't understand the concept of waiting at all. And, you know, I love this, we talked about in the article, but I love this study that was done at Stanford University in the 60s with the four-year-olds, which was literally a study of delayed gratification versus instant gratification.
Right.
And did you hear about that study?
No.
Called the Marshmallow Study, Jim?
No.
Where they took the four-year-old, Stanford University in the 1960s, they took a four-year-old into a room. It was a psychological study, and they had the two-way mirror, and they had just a table with one chair, one plate, and one marshmallow. And it was like a teacher-like figure that told the four-year-old, I have to go do something. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now, this is your marshmallow, and you can eat it. But if you wait till I come back, you'll have two marshmallows, and you can eat them both.
Wow.
And so they leave, and they watch these four-year-olds on, you know, through the two-way mirror, and they are, like, picking up the marshmallow. They're smelling it. They're putting it down. They're looking at it. I mean, you can just tell, and they're in absolute agony. But they actually followed these kids, the ones that ate the marshmallow versus the ones that waited and got two. The ones that waited and got two had a statistically much higher, about 100 points higher score on SATs at 18, had
wow.
lower body mass index, and longer-term career success. So it was really a
wow.
phenomenal study.
That's amazing.
They have it on YouTube now. They recreated it on YouTube, so you can actually YouTube marshmallow test, and you'll see the modern-day versions of it. So we have to learn to teach our children that things that are worth waiting for are worth getting.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm trying to teach my grandkids about work. You know,
yeah.
One of the great ways to teach them about money is to teach them about work, connect work to money, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you can just, and I think the biggest problem is with the kids, they're getting everything. You see, I'm a tax lawyer, and so I obviously do and work with a lot of high net worth families. And I'll tell
right.
you, it's a recurring theme over and over and over. They're coming in, and they start off saying, okay, I want to give my kids money at 21. They come back and say, no, I want to move it to, 25. No, 30.
Right.
No, 35, 40. I'm telling you, by the time these kids are 40, they're saying, you know what? And I got to tell you, it's a sad situation. But there's a lot of substance abuse problems. We see a lot of, because they have no direction, no goal, no purpose
in life.
Well,
they've got time on their hands.
That's too much time. No direction, no goal, no reason for being. And so when you just are given everything and you have no reason to work to make something of yourself, you have no purpose, and you turn to, unfortunately, you do turn to drugs,
well,
alcohol.
Or whatever takes up your time
yeah.
when
yeah.
you're not working,
yeah.
right?
That's right.
And so a lot of times, it's, if they're good kids, that they're not alcohol or drugs, but they're gaming.
That's true. There's the addiction now to online games, and you know, can turn into gambling. It can turn into a lot of things. But, you know, the bottom line really is, Jim, is we're all born innately with a desire to make something of our life and make something of ourselves.
Right.
And if that is quenched because we have everything that we could ever want, then this is when we basically turn to things that are, you know, distractions, that most people would consider distractions. Like, you know, you say,
you recommend delayed gratification as a way of teaching them, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and you talked about the mushroom effect, but how would you apply that to your children?
You know, I think it's a matter of literally trying to instill in them the value of a dollar, especially if you come from means. If you have means, if you're doing well, a lot of your people listening to your show or have a business and they're doing well and they're doing better than they were, you know, when they were a kid. And so, like us, it's harder to say, okay, how do we not give our child everything that we didn't have, because that's a natural instinct. Oh, I want to give them what I didn't have, right? But then you also, at the same time, are taking things away from them that you don't realize. So what you have to do is try to instill in the value of a dollar. What is the value of a dollar? Perfect example is I took my son, who at the time was 8, he's now 9, I took him to the store and I said, you have a $15 limit. That's all you have. That's your allowance. He wanted to get something. And so he literally, you know, and he found something he just loved, but it was $19.99.
Right.
And the answer was no.
Yeah.
Do you have the $4.99 before tax? And then you can go into the tax topic and explain tax. And it's really not $19.99. It's really $22 and something.
Right.
Do you have the extra $6? No. Mom, you have the money. I said, does not matter. It's about what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point in life, it's going to be about what he has and not what we have.
And did you hold faster, or did you do like most people do and give him the $6?
I did not give him the $6.
You mean mommy?
I know. I'm telling you, it was hard. But I'm telling you.
What did he do? What did he say?
You know what? I think that he went and found something that was actually like $12.99 that he could afford. You know? I mean,
What a good lesson for him, though.
That is life, you know?
Yeah.
It's life.
No, and I'll tell you, what I tell your people with young children is the greatest love that you'll ever have for your child is to discipline them when you know it must be done, even if it hurts you the most.
Yes, absolutely. So true.
You've got to do that. You've got to love them enough to discipline, because if you're not disciplining them, you're not loving them, in my opinion. And that's from a father and a grandfather. Quick break, right back. I need a website, Rebecca. You got one?
Yeah, Walser Wealth. Walser, W-A-L-S as in Sam E-R, walserwealth.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and we'll take a quick break and talk some more about this after these messages. I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.